'Tis he that gives, 'tis he that lays generosity on the open hand of his inclination.
Because if you ask an Impala for something, do you receive anything?
No.
Ask an elephant something. A dog. Ask a human being. Suddenly it's different. Generosity is in us. And we learn it, it's in we. It will influence me. Lucky I am in a good place and I have more of that influence, but it's coming down. Here we say, when you're asking something from someone, the generosity is given by him. So, these two verses will go together. The one which was 1168, yes, 1168 and 1183. The first one is, when you think that I will repeatedly try the door I practice, you say, look at it, there is only him. When you want something, ask from him, period. Yes.
He who with gold makes one that turns away a Karun, how will he do if you turn your face toward him in obedience? The poet, from passionate desire for bounty, set his face a second time towards that beneficent king. What is the poet's offering?
Well, hold on a second. The word here is toward that beneficent king. The word beneficent is Mohsen. Do you remember Hassan? Okay, Mohsen is another kind of Hassan. Yes.
What is the poet's offering? A new poem. He brings it to the beneficent and deposits it as his stake. The beneficent have deposited gold and are waiting for the poets with 100 gifts and liberalities. And
see how many times repeated that word? Because even in the title, he repeated the name of Hassan. Hosn means beauty. Hassan means good. Mohsen is the guy who is doing good stuff. So here you say, okay, when I say the guy is good is Mohsen, I don't mean the guy is good. I mean the guy is gifted. Hosn comes from there. Generosity or whatever. The good stuff is somehow put in us. It's not in us. I'm not born with it. If I'm not educated, I will never learn it. This is what it is. Here he goes to detail. Yeah, okay. This guy is bringing something beautiful to whom? To a good fellow, a giver. Don't remember this giver is the same, because this is the name of the king here. The prime minister is Hassan, the guy is Mohsen, because he is the giver. Yes?
In their eyes, a poem is better than 100 bales of silk robes, especially a poet who fetches pearls from the depths.
Okay, translation.
Yeah, that verse translated. What was that?
In their eyes, a poem is better than 100 of silk robe. Okay. Why that difficulty? You see that there is shir and share, which is shar. Because in Persian language, shar means a very good, fine clothing material. That's what it is in the time of drawing. And when it comes from Yaman, that's the best. Shahragi Yamani is the best kind of fabric to make the good dresses, right? Here, he will say, haha, these good people I'm talking about, they like poetry. And a good poem is worth it more than that stuff which is supposed to be like this. Yes? And in all of that, what is Sher?
It is poetry.
How about Masha'ir? How about Shu'ur? Sher is a very delicate Arabic word which we Iranians use. And it means all the thinking system you have. If you are dumb, you don't have shu'ur. If you are not dumb, means you are intelligence. Shu'ur means intelligence, which is the capital of this sher. Because when normally, now we say the poet, but normally when we say sha'er, means intelligent, the fellow who has that consciousness. Here he will mix them all up to say that, okay, one poem is worth it 100 times of that poem. Especially when a poet, means a fellow with the consciousness, a fellow with the know-how, who brings from deep down the ocean the pearl, the jewel. That's what I mean. Yes?
Shaul is more feeling.
Yes?
Shaul is deep feeling. The test is part of Shaul. So it's more than intelligence. It's the feeling actually more than the intelligence.
Yes, the family of the sher is very complicated. I oversimplified here to get it close to this. Yes, Shaul is what? Is potentiality in the human being. That's what shu'ur is. Yes?
At first, the man is greedy for bread.
Yeah, it's like this. It's like this. Remember, yeah.
At first, a man is greedy for bread, because food and bread are the pillar of life. On account of greed and expectation, he runs every risk in the way of earning his livelihood and seizing property by violence and 100 devices. When, rarely, he becomes independent of bread, he is in love with fame and the praise of poets.
So poem is the secondary stuff, especially if they appreciate you. It's about you. First is your life, second is the poem, yes?
When, rarely, he becomes independent of bread, he is in love with fame and the praise of poets, in order that they may give fruit to his root and branch, and may set up a pulpit to declare his excellence, so that his pomp and magnificence and lavishing of gold may yield a perfume like ambergris in song. God created us in his image. Our qualities are instructed by his qualities. Inasmuch as the Creator desires thanksgiving and glorification, it is also the nature of man to desire praise.
Okay. A very tricky stuff, right? So, okay, the people offer the bread, they want to be appreciated and like that. And do you remember? God made us in his own image. And God likes to be appreciated. So there's nothing wrong with it, is it? Especially, yes?
Especially the man of God, who is active in excellence. He becomes filled with that wind, like an undamaged leathern bag. But if he be not worthy, the bag is rent by that wind of falsehood.
Again, the leather bag. You don't know what the leather bag is here. Leather bag is this for Rumi time. They carry the water in a leather bag. And we don't call it leather bag, it has one word, it's chik. Okay? So, this is my water actually, right? It says, haha, but that leather bag could do this and it will inflate. And they use it a lot when they want to cross a river and things like that. They inflate it and they move with it. Here, he will bring down that one and we say, aha, let me tell you that this good guy, if he's not a very good guy, he will be inflated and inflated and super inflated and more, it goes like that. So when I talk about this being appreciated, haha, if you are not worthy and somebody is appreciating you, you go crazy. That's nasty stuff. It's not what we are talking about here. Yes.
I have not invented this parable, O comrade. Do not hear it silly. Do not hear it silly if thou art worthy and restored to thy senses.
No, it's not like that, okay. In Persian is a little bit more delicate. Here Rumi brings two verses to explain that. Listen, when he talks about this inflating ego and this stuff, you didn't listen. I just wanted to give you a hint that, listen, okay, the poetry is the appreciation as not making do blah 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 all the stuff, and the guy could be happy. Means what? Means it depends who the guy is. If he's a good guy, like God, he will appreciate it, but does your prayer add something to God? Does it give you something? And here's that, okay, he's looking for it. He doesn't need it, but he's looking for it. Means what? Explain it to me, please. Because if God needs my prayer, a needy God is not a God. Okay? But God is asking me to do that. Why? It's good for me. It's like my doctor will give me some prescription. He's asking me to do something because my doctor needs it? No, I need it. You just order it, right? That's how it works. Here you say, it's like that. Because if the receiver is no good, it will be inflated and exploded. This is how it happens. Then he goes back to the story. Yes?
The prophet said this when he heard vituperation. Why is Ahmad made fat by praise?
Okay, here he said, the prophet. I didn't make this story. The prophet said it. Which one? Ahmed, which is the name of all prophets, right? And Ahmed said what? He said, why should I become bigger with these appreciations? When you write and somebody tell you, you're right. What do you? Okay, I know it. I'm right. I'm supposed to pray it. Did I become arrogant because I was correct at the beginning? No. This is how it is. So it's a little bit complicated when we're talking about these appreciation stuff. Yes?
The poet went to the king and brought a poem in thanks for beneficence, saying that it never died. The beneficent died, and acts of beneficence remained. Oh, blessed is he that rode this steed. The unjust died, and those acts of injustice remained. Alas for the soul that practices deceit and fraud.
Okay, these two verses, two sides of the coin. It's quite simple. That, okay, the good-doing people, they die, but their good deed will remain. The bad-doing people, they die, but their bad deed will remain.